Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 43 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled 40 Days and Nights in His Glory. Philip Ryken and R. Kent Hughes once wrote, "God is always glorious. However, on special occasions, He expresses His glory in visible form. To help people appreciate His awesome majesty, He reveals Himself in burning, dazzling light." This is what Exodus means when it speaks of the glory of the Lord, an outward and visible manifestation of God's inner divine beauty. Our text for today is from Exodus chapter 24, verses 12 through 18. "The Lord said to Moses, 'Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction.' So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, 'Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them.' Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights." Exodus 24 describes the incredible privilege Moses has to encounter the glory of God. Philip Ryken and R. Kent Hughes introduce Moses' extraordinary experience with God on Mount Sinai with these words. Moses had been getting closer and closer to God ever since the Exodus started. God revealed His glory several times to Moses. He showed it to His prophet back at the burning bush. What Moses saw in those unquenchable flames taught him about God's self-existence and self-sufficiency. God revealed His glory again when the Israelites escaped from Egypt. He led them in a fiery pillar of cloud, which was another visible manifestation of His invisible glory. Moses was the mediator, the man who represented the people before God. And now God was inviting him again to enter His glory. Thus, after repeated encounters with God's glory, Moses was again granted access into the majestic presence of our holy God. Ryken and Hughes provide clarity and application for Moses' experience. Chapter 24 ends at the climactic moment when Moses entered God's cloud of glory. It was his unique privilege not simply to see glory or merely to admire it, but actually to enter it. He was drawn closer and closer to the glory of God until finally he was swallowed up inside. God called him up the mountain. There the prophet saw God's glory, heard God's voice, and ate and drank with him. Then he entered into glory. He kept going farther up and farther in until finally he was enveloped by the luminous, radiant presence of God. This is also the story of our own salvation, which Exodus 24 reveals from beginning to end. First, God calls us to worship Him, speaking to us by His Word. But we are separated from God by our sin. Therefore, we have to keep our distance until God provides a sacrifice of atonement through the blood of His covenant. Then, once our sins are covered, we can have fellowship with God. We can sit down to feast at His banquet. But how does the story end? It ends with our entrance into glory. This is the goal of our salvation, not just to see God and to sit down with Him, but to participate in His glory. What happened to Moses will happen to us. God will come down and lift us up into glory. Nothing could be greater than being caught up in the glory of God. May we proclaim to God the words Moses would later say in Exodus 33, verse 18, "Now, show me your glory." Some questions to consider. Consider the experience Moses had with God on Mount Sinai. What emotions do you think Moses experienced in his encounter with God? What does today's passage teach us about the reverence we should have in approaching God? And finally, what one way can you help others glorify God from what you learned from Matthew 5:16 in yesterday's devotion? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.